Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of the Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tuf Nun Dalet. We had finished off the Mechaber yesterday, and we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud Gimel. And we're about 10-15 lines down in the Mishnah Berurah, right next to the Dear Shu footnote number 14. That's really where we had left off, one line below that in the Mishnah Berurah. And we were talking yesterday about the concept of chalita, that you're not allowed to go today, since we don't know really how to do this, you're not allowed to go put the grains into boiling hot water because there's a concern that they'll become chometz. And the last thing that we talked about was that even if you're dealing with a chola she'ein bo sakana, a person who's not deathly ill, you're not allowed to use chalita because we're not sure, and therefore it's a potential problem of bayira bayimatze with the chomitz that you're creating. The issue footnote number 13 brings down omnon linyon tinok sheish tzorech lahachilu chomitz b'makum shatinok mesukun belozeh, for a child where you have to give them this type of a chometz where the child would be in danger without it. So then we've already learned in Siman Tuf Nun, Shein Tzorech LaHakbid Machmas Issa Bayiro SheChometz Yeh B'Dei Nochri. Then just make it. You don't have to worry about giving this first to a guy and have the guy make it for you. You don't have to be makbid about that at all. Or LaHakbid Lasos Mechitza B'Fnei HaChometz Mechasha Sheyovo LaOchlo, that you shouldn't do this in the open because you may come to go and eat it. One should not at all take any chances when it comes to a chola for a little child, which we treat very, very seriously. And he says, "V'itochin shileel meduba kishesh chashas sakana imisake b'kidei limsor es hachometz biyad nochri olasos b'nei rochitza." Here, that we said you don't take any chances is when there's at all the chance that something could happen to the child if you gave it first to a guy, so this way the guy owns it, or if you made a mechitza of some sort, so you don't take the chance that you come to eat it. However, here we said a chola she'ein bo sakana, you're not allowed to do this, is because we're dealing over here with no chashash of sakana. And therefore, you're not allowed to do this in the way that we described. Kan meduber she'ein chashash sakana im yisakev lasos b'derachete. So therefore, in this situation, give it over to a non-Jewish person and have them do it. Umispabish lezeh eskavin hasharatzion shekosav leo simin shin chav ches shesham kosav shim efshor below dichu lasos b'derachete chov lasos kein. So when you're dealing with somebody that's not dangerously ill, even though they're a chola she'ein bo sakana, then you have to go and do all the things that you can in order to prevent any yisurim from being done, and therefore that's the difference between a chola she'yesh bo sakana and a chola she'ein bo sakana. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im akum osezeh mishelo, o shemaknu lo hayisrael hasorim kodem achalita." If a non-Jewish person goes and does this, the chalita, or the Jewish person gives the barley to the akum before the chalita is done, then mutra filu b'ein lo sakana. Then you're allowed to do this, as we just pointed out in the issue footnote number 13. So then that's not a problem, even for a chola she'ein bo sakana. If it's at all possible to put the barley into fruit juices rather than into hot water, that's preferable because fruit juices don't really make something chometz. So then, mutter afay de yisrael afilu bein bo sakana. Then you can use this as well for a chola she'ein bo sakana, because in this situation there is no real concern of chometz. The mei peros eino machmetz, because you're not really going to make it into chometz, and therefore for a chola she'ein bo sakana you don't have to be concerned. And he tells us ayin de bir halacha, which we discussed in some extent yesterday. And he brings down over here from the Rav Alfasi, he writes that he says, the lechola sheyesh bo sakana mutu velo la'acher, don't delay at all with a chola sheyesh bo sakana, don't take any chances. But for a chola she'ein bo sakana lo mikilinon, we don't take any coolers over here, we're not allowed to go and do this for a chola she'ein bo sakana. You must have it belong to a guy, or as we said, use fruit juices or things like that. Albeit he does bring down that the Mogen of Rum is mistapik b'zeh, the Efshar eino ela l'chatchila b'yama, that only l'chatchila should do this. However, he points out that if the Mogen of Rum had seen all the gonim that we pointed out yesterday, all the kadmonim, lo ya mistapik b'zeh, that he wouldn't have been so unsure whether you could use this for a chola she'ein bo sakana. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kosev Chayodim, Chayodim writes, Shisha Anshe Chayolos Ovrim BePesach. If you have foreign legions, troops coming through your town in Pesach, and they're forcing the Jews to go cook for them, the Hofel Nisrol of Ashulhem Mine Grofian, they're making you make groats over here, and that would be Chometz. Im Yochel Lefaisen, if you can go and appease them, Shivashulhem Shal Retzka, if you can make buckwheat over here, which is similar to the groats, but is not a problem of chametz as much, so matov, that's certainly preferable. Vakoponim, and certainly yavar osam megarini tvua shematzibom, and certainly you have to make sure that you sift out any grains of wheat that might be there and remove any chametz concerns. If they're not willing to satisfy themselves with the buckwheat and they want, in fact, the real groats, they want to have real chametz, and they give you barley groats over here, so what should you do? If you're going to go and cook it for them, it's going to become chametz. If you can pay them off and say, listen, we'll give you $100 over here, go have somebody else do this for you, you have to pay them off, so you're not over by your matze over here. But if you can't pay them off, so in this situation, try to do chalita, because chalita can technically remove it, even though we don't understand fully chalita today, but chalita does work to make it not a problem of chametz. So even though we're not bulky in this, if your push comes to shove, you're better off doing that. So what should you do in this situation? They're forcing you to go cook for them. Go and boil the water well, so it's really boiling hot and it's bubbling. And then go put in the barley oats over here, the groats, and put them inside over here, ma'atmat, slowly, and this way the water will continue to boil as they put in over there. If you do this with a buckwheat, that's even better. However, but the groats over here that come from Shibola Shua, from oats, who chametz gomer kiyadua, that is very little you can do about. And Adkan Lashono, this is the Lashon of the Chayi Adam. In the Shaaretz Zion, Os Chavav, he brings down, when he says, what can you do over here? It's chametz gomer, so he brings down the bezeh ain chalita moelis. The chalita doesn't help over here at all. Klal miachashu chametz, we called it. It's already chametz, and therefore when came in lo eitzel lafkui esatzum yisol bayirat, then you don't have a choice over here, and you're stuck somewhat. He brings down in the rest of the Shaaretz Zion other eitzes that you can use ayin sham. This concludes Sif Katan Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Gimel. Now we go to Sif Dalet. A person can't fulfill his obligation over here of eating matzah on Pesach night with stolen matzah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Dalet explains, this is even after the fact. You weren't Yotze, you have to go back and eat again. And from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't mention specifically, that you have to go make a bracha again. However, he says, ayin in the Bir Halacha. If you look at this in the Bir Halacha, there's a great controversy about whether you should have to make a bracha or not. And he says as well, ayin in Tshuva Shagas Ayet, Simin Tzadi Dalet, Shekosav, Daf Belel Yom Tov Sheni, in Yotzi B'Matzah Gezula. You can't even fulfill your obligation over here on the second night with Matzah Gezula. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Ein Odom Yotzi Yedei Chavosu B'Matzah, he brings down a famous Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger. And other Achronim bring it down as well, because they bring down a Ritva over here, who says, the Daito, the Af Begozel Matzah Yeshinu Masah. He says that when you steal matzah, you're actually changing it, because when you put it in your mouth and you chew it, so then it's no longer the same thing as before. And since you only fulfill the mitzvah of matzah when you swallow it, you've actually made a shinoi in the matzah. And we know that a shinoi combined with yeyush, with the original owner giving up hope of ever getting it back, that is considered a valid shinoi and change in ownership. And therefore, according to the Ritva, when a person over here steals even a whole piece of matzah, when he chews it, he changes it. And when he swallows it, it's after the shinoi and after yeyush. And therefore, one can, according to this Ritva, fulfill your mitzvah. Certainly not ideal, certainly not something that would ever be allowed or suggested, but the bottom line is, you've already filled your mitzvah. Now, therefore, while we can tell the person, go eat again, the problem is, does he make a bracha? And according to this Ritva, and many therefore hold from this Ritva, at least to concern that you shouldn't make a bracha. And therefore, he writes, Al Kain Lo Yevarach, he brings down that one shouldn't make a bracha. Dishu footnote number 8, he brings down, in Balas HaMatzah Gezula Loli, but if you didn't chew the matzah, just swallow the matzah, so then Yeshua Yaakov says, of course you wouldn't be Yotze, and then you would have to go make a bracha the second time. But not everybody agrees. He brings down the Makor HaChaim and says, Yesh Lefakvek, Shema Af Belo Le'isa Yotze Dechova. Maybe you're still a Yotze over here, even without chewing it up. He says, technically, once that matzah is in your mouth, nobody else in their right mind is going to eat that. So therefore, that's also called a shinoi. And therefore, even though you didn't chew it and make that type of a shinoi, maybe just putting it in your mouth is enough of a shinoi. He brings down others as well who discuss this. And the bottom line is, you have to be choshesh that your yotzi over here possibly according to some opinions, b'diavet, and therefore ein lachzul levarach kishechos v'ocha matzah kisikuna. While everybody would say, go and eat matzah again to definitely fulfill the mitzvah, you shouldn't make a bracha. That's the conclusion over here. The Chofetz Chaim continues his bir halach, and he says, le'inyan maror, stealing maror, im yotzi b'diavet b'gozul, but the same din apply or not? So the opinion of the Knesset HaGdolah is the name of Ma'ariv, the Ma'ariv vial, and he says, yotze. In fact, you are yotze in regards to maror. However, the pre-chadash is cholik. And the reasoning is because he's makish matzah and maror together. This is discussed further in Dershu footnote number 19 and 20. And in Dershu footnote number 20, he says, apshi v'zman hazeh, chi of maror eino elam adorban. Even though nowadays, when we don't have a carbon Pesach nebuch, the avoseno rabbin, we don't really eat the carbon Pesach, nevertheless, he brings down, even though it's only a din derabbanan to eat maror when you don't have a korban pesach, he brings down from the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, a kavanas a prichadosh, imachma shekol the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun. That the din that they set up, derabbanan, is similar to the din deraisa. And if you can't be yotzi mi deraisa with stolen, you can't be yotzi mi derabbanan with stolen as well. Dershu footnote number 21 brings down an interesting idea that maybe if you don't make a bracha, then you also can't be yotze, because if you don't make a bracha, it's a little bit like stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say. Because we know the famous rule that if somebody eats something below bracha, kilu goes ilazoviv. It's like you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe it's called matzah gezula. I end the rest of this footnote for the further discussion. Chavetz Chaim continues in the Bir Halach, and he says, according to the Ramah, however, he says, shekasa she'anu noagim kapos kim disovin negami the Rabbanon mitzvah bo bevera posel. So according to the opinion that the Rabbanon hold, that even a mitzvah bo bevera the Rabbanon is posel, so then bevadai gam bemoral yotze. You wouldn't be fulfilling your obligation with moral as well. Now we continue in the Mechaber, writes, b'medvar memurim, that which we said, you're not yotze with stolen matzah, under what circumstances, kishkozo matzah. As we said, that's when you steal a whole piece of matzah, with the caveat of the ritva that we learned, everybody else seems to suggest that, therefore, there's no shinoi when you're stealing the whole matzah, therefore, you can't be yotze with matzah gezula. However, avolim gozal chitim or kemach, if you stole the wheat or the flour and you made it into matzah, vaso matzah, that is definitely a shinoi. And with yeyush of the balim that you stole it from, that they gave up of ever getting it back, yotze bo. One, in fact, can't fulfill his obligation, shekanona b'shinoi, because you acquired it with the shinoi, v'domim levadu chayvlo. And while you owe the person the money for what you stole, so you stole $10 worth of food, you have to give him $10, but the matzah is technically yours. However, the Ramah adds, linyan bracha, should you or should you not make a bracha? He says, ayin lekamen reish simon tof reish mem tes, and we'll just see this inside the bir halacha momentarily. But first, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tezvav. He says the reason why over here with matzah gezula you're not yotzei, as I've already explained, hatam de'alfino michala b'gzereshav de'lechem lechem, because the matzah has to be yours, and it's not yours if you didn't do a shinoi. And we learn this out from gzereshav, from learning from the mitzvah of challah, that you have to be mafresh on your bread. And it's a lechem, lechem, zereshava. Mahosam, eino de mafresh challah elam yisa shalom. It has to be your bread, dechsiv ariso seichem. It has to be your ownership. That's when you have the chiv of challah. So av kan kein. So to over here, if you don't own it, then you can't be yotzi the mitzvah. The issue footnote number 17 has a very important and interesting discussion. What about if you have a guest coming to your house? Do you have to formally give over a kinyan to the guests, the matzah that they're going to be eating? Or is it just a presumption, of course, that since they're eating at your house and you're giving them the matzah, that that's enough? And he has a whole discussion amongst the poskim, a very interesting and important footnote, which maybe if we have time at the end of the show, we'll go through in detail. But basically, he brings down for many gedolim that there is an assumption over here that you are automatically giving over to your guests the shmur matzah that they're eating at the night of the Seder, and therefore, even if you didn't make a formal kinyan and state that this now belongs to you, it is acceptable, and according to all the poskim, you are yotze in fact. According to many, the same thing would apply as well if it was hefker, and a person takes the matzah, they would also fulfill the obligation. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, V'davka gezula, that which we said over here, that you're not yotze, it's only if it's stolen. Avalim shal matzah yotze, but if you borrowed matzah from somebody, then you can't fulfill your obligation with it, because da'a sha'ala amanas la'achla v'lo lachzira ben. Because everybody understands that when you borrow the matzah, you're going to give them back money for it later on. You're not giving them back that same matzah, and therefore, it's as if you were konit. And therefore, imkein harehi shalo mamish, therefore, this matzah that you borrowed really belongs to you. Furthermore, kasuva poskim, the yeshu zara kisha'ofen harbi b'tana rechod. The poskim warn people that when they're baking, a lot of different people are baking matzahs together in one oven. The harbi pom mischalfin matzos, the matzah that you thought was yours is really your friend's, and the friend's matzah is really yours. So therefore, it's appropriate. Nachon shomru kol mishagia matzosi liyado yelo b'matana. It's appropriate to say anybody that comes out with the matzah from the bakery over here, everybody's satisfied that the matzah they have is now theirs, and any matzah that was previously theirs, they gave to somebody else, and there's no problem in doing so. Because the lavach, if you don't do that, yesh b'zeh chashash matzah gezula, because it's a little bit like a stolen matzah, you might not be yotzi with it. Furthermore, v'kosvo de tov lomar kein gam b'shas tchina. Same thing applies at the time of the grinding of the wheat over here, because the same concern could happen. Albeit the Aruch HaShulchan, as you can see in Dirshu footnote 24, brings down b'di'evet. If he didn't say this, then the bottom line is mistav shekol echad mochel aver, everybody's moichel, and therefore any flour that you come home with, everybody's moichel, that you whatever you come home with is yours. And he says, even though the lefamim mischalif hakemach, even though sometimes it does get switched. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, v'yeshod prat echod mashem motzi likoshubo. Another thing that could commonly happen and could cause a problem, kigonim kona matzah mishkon l'rishuso. If you go buy matzah from somebody and you bring it into your possession, however, you didn't pay for it yet. If the owner of the matzahs who's selling it says, listen, I'm down on my luck over here. I need the money, and if you don't give me the money, I really don't want you to have the matzahs. Then yochol limkor bakof, and he's not willing to sell it on credit. About Cain oil, Vinofik Achor Vazuzi, and he keeps on coming back after you for the money. Umadcheyu, Belech, Vishuv, Einu Nosinlo. But the person who bought the matzahs doesn't pay him the money. And now it's Pesach night, Medina, Lo Kona. He doesn't acquire it. Kimu Bishokoshi Mishba, Simon Kuvtsadi, Yuzayin, and therefore, Mimela, and Yotzi Behem, Acha Kachi, Dechovis Matzah in the Torah. Therefore, this is Matzah Gezula, because he didn't give it to you, and you're using his matzah without permission, and therefore, you're not Yotzi. Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah says that you are Yotzi if you made a Shinoi. Mikomokum lechachila lo yikachos lotzeis ba. But you certainly shouldn't take stolen product over, even though technically it could be Yotzi. The lo yuchal avorach alav. And as we pointed out, you can't make a bracha on the kamei with the leil b'simin yud alef sivvav v'hagah, as the Ramah says over here and elsewhere. Technically, you are koneh though with the Shinoi, Sivkot and Yudzayin. The Mishnah says, Rotz alom b'shinoi maisa, because you changed it. V'adin heichon shegazal ha-matzah nisun l'yachar. Likewise, if you gave the matzah that you stole to somebody else, that's also called a Shinoi. Also, acha yotzi ba the v'shinoi rishus, because the other person now it's in a different rishus, so he actually has it. V'davke heichid ha-heve gam ken yesh balam. And again, as I pointed out already, you need to have the Yerush of the Balam, that they gave up hope of ever getting it back. The Shinu Rishus Greda Lo Kani, because just with the Shinu Rishus, that's not enough. Now, the person who you gave it to, he doesn't necessarily know it's stolen, so he can certainly make a bracha on it. Because he personally bought it. He thinks he has perfectly good matzah over there. Because the person who originally owned the matzah gave up hope with it. It now has a shinui after the yeyush, and therefore the person who now has it certainly can be yotzi and would make a bracha. And if that person now gave it back to the Gazan, in this situation, Gama Gazan Yosibo, even the Gazan could be Yotzi in this situation, because again, they have a Yeyush Rishina Rishus, because now it's back in his possession after the Yeyush and Rishina Rishus. Ulinya Mara, Yotzi Begazal with the Evid, but Mara, he says, Aina Bir Halacha, which we already discussed earlier in the Shir. Finally, Sivkot Yudches, the Mishabur says, Ulinya Bracha, Ayin Vechule. The Ramah is saying over here, wrote Salomai, the Shah Mavur, over there in Simon, Tuf Reish Mem Tes, the Linyan Bracha, B'chol Gavni, Ein Levar, don't make a Bracha. And even, Afilu B'mokum B'tikon, even if you did acquire it over here, nevertheless, Hashem doesn't want you making brachas on stolen material. The Havilei Botzea, Beriach, Nietz Hashem, a person who makes such a Bracha is in fact angering Hashem, he's provoking Hashem. And this is true, Ubein HaBracha D'Achilas Matzah, this is don't make the Bracha D'Achilas Matzah, Ubein Birchas HaMotzi Gufa, not even to make HaMotzi, it's not allowed. Olinim birkas hamazon, whether you can make a benching on it afterwards, ayin lel sim kuvtzadi vav sif alf mishabur, where that was discussed. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Aloch Olinim bracha points out over here that this is only if you stole the matzah. But let's say a person did an aveiru with the matzah. Let's say it was Shabbos that the first night of Pesach was chol on, and he carried the matzah from one person's house to his house, so he was over the carrying on Shabbos. Then he's allowed to go and use this matzah to fulfill the mitzvah because there was no iser done directly with the matzah over here. The matzah itself, gufa, didn't have the aveira. The person did the aveira, but not the matzah. And finally, in the Bir Halacha, Ayin Lekamen Reish Simon Tuf Reish Mem Tes, he brings down from the Chok Yaakov, brings down from the Mogen of Rom, that he disagrees over here. Shetzorach Levarach, Kivin Shekona Kvar. He disagrees with that opinion that we said, you don't make a bracha. He says you're allowed to, and the Chok Yaakov, Hisigalov, Hiskamon Dasa Mechaber. However, the Chok Yaakov himself disagrees with the Mogen of Rom and agrees with the Pesach of the Mechaber. Makor Chaim, the Mogen Elif, also, however, passing like the Mogen Avram, and at the conclusion of this Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim says, V'chein yesh lahoros, desofik brachos lahokya, he says it's preferable not to make a bracha. Whenever you're in doubt about making a bracha, better not to make the bracha. With this, we conclude today's shir, and Simon Tov Nun Dalet.